This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Arikel. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav announced that India is likely to receive its first bullet train on the 15th of August 2027. Replying to a query during media briefing in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Vaishnav said, India's first bullet train project between Ahmedabad and Mumbai is under construction. He added that the first section to open will be from Surat to Bilimora, followed by the section from Vapi to Surat.
The first section of the bullet train will open from Surat to Bilimora. After that, the section from Vapi to Surat will open, then the Vapi to Ahmedabad section will open, followed by Thane to Ahmedabad. Finally, the Mumbai to Ahmedabad section will open. The three most important technologies, suspension bogie technology, propulsion technology and vehicle control technology, will all be designed by India.
Railways Minister also announced that the country's first Vande Bharat sleeper train will operate between Guwahati and Kolkata soon. Mr. Vaishnav said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate this train within the next 15 to 20 days. National Highways Authority of India, NHAI, has announced discontinuation of the Know Your Vehicle KYV cards for cars for all new FASTag issuances with effect from 1st of the next month. The Ministry of Road Transport and Highways said the step has been taken to enhance public convenience and eliminate post-activation harassment faced by highway users. Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas has clarified that there has been no change in domestic LPG prices for household consumers. The clarification came following reports in some sections of the media that the price of commercial LPG cylinders has been increased by 111 rupees. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan will be on a two-day visit to Tamil Nadu beginning today. He will attend several functions in Chennai and Vellore. Vice President will be delivering convocation address and grandeurs in many disciplines. Later, Vice President will attend Ramnath Goenka Sahitya Samman ceremony in the city. He will also attend public reception at Kalaivanar Arangam and attend a civic reception hosted by Tamil Nadu Governor at Chennai Lok Bhavan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the remarkable achievement of S. Suresh Kumar for successfully cycling from Bengaluru to Kanyakumari. In a social media post, Prime Minister noted that this achievement is not only commendable and inspiring, but also a testament to Mr. Kumar's grit and unyielding spirit. Mr. Modi emphasized that such endeavors carry an important message of fitness and determination for society at large, especially as it was accomplished over overcoming significant health setbacks. In Switzerland, about 40 people were killed and another 115 injured after an explosion and fire ripped through the Lee Constellation Bar in Crans-Montana ski resort in Valley Canton on New Year's Eve. Police said the seriously injured were taken to hospital in Sion and other cities while rescue teams, helicopters and ambulances rushed to the scene. The cantonal government declared a special situation to mobilize emergency resources. Several people have been killed during overnight unrest in Iran as the country faces its most significant wave of protests in 3 years, triggered by soaring inflation and mounting economic hardship. Iranian media and rights group confirmed deaths in multiple locations, including the western city of Lodgan and the central province of Isfahan, as clashes between demonstrators and security forces intensified yesterday. The decks have been cleared for setting up a national sports board and a sports tribunal as key provisions of India's National Sports Governance Act came into force. The move will enable the government to begin restructuring the country's sports administration. Under the notified provisions, executive committees of these bodies will be limited to 15 members and must include at least two sportspersons of merit. And that is the end of this news bulletin.